I just have a couple of questions about the same idea. In verse 14, which Chuck, you were just talking about a little earlier, about to not strive for words that are of no profit. So I kind of have a few questions on this idea. So I'm assuming then if that's vice versa, do we strive for words of profit? How are we to know what is words of profit? How do we go about striving for it? Just kind of thoughts like that about that whole idea. I just want to know what you guys think about that.
I'm sure we all got into conversation with somebody who just wanted to argue. And what the Apostle Paul is saying, listen, it is one thing for somebody asking question because he wanted to know an answer. It's another thing, and we all know it, when somebody just want to have a debate, an arguing. With that, he said, just don't waste your time. And that is really where the wisdom applied. If I know the word of God, I will bring it in. But if somebody, and I think again, remember Jesus Christ. Look at how the Lord Jesus handled himself when people wanted to argue with him. How he handled himself. Sometimes he answered. Sometimes he just did. When Pilate kept asking him, he didn't even bother. There is a difference. And if we are completely, completely dependent on the Lord and know his word, we would know when to speak and when we know when to say, this is just an argument. That's a waste of time. I'm not going to get into it.
Sir.
Go ahead.
So just having an outline of sound words, which is what we had before us yesterday, I guess would be a helpful answer to this. But also going back to Joe's comment about Christians or non-Christians, and I think it was answered already, but I think the real question is really the content of the conversation, not so much who you're having the conversation with. And just to kind of lay it out plainly, because I've gotten into these vain babblings. As a matter of fact, I was involved in it last night. And an older brother encouraged me to stop. And I'm thankful he did. And these are conversations that have a spiritual content to them. We're not talking about filthy conversation by any means. We're not talking about even useless conversation like sports or whatever is current events, because that might sometimes be more beneficial to talk about than things that have a spiritual, somewhat of a spiritual content, but really are of the devil, and they just cause confusion. And take it from the older ones. If they tell you that this is vain babbling, if this is useless conversation, as a young person, I would encourage you to just sort of trust them. You're going to have the urge to try to develop your thought and develop your intellect and try to look smart spiritually to the older brothers or to the younger brothers, whatever the case may be. But do yourself a favor and all those around you and just stop, because that is really what the scripture is saying, and that is the only answer that you would find.
It's a quick application for us younger ones, because a lot of us, most of us, if not here, are going to be heading into high school for the first year or going into college, and we have a lot of years in these scenes coming up still, and we're going to get. As you grow up, you're going to find more often, whether it's with strangers you speak to or whether it's with your closest friends sometimes, that you're going to start getting into more deeper conversations and more, complicated conversations. And you're going to find yourself, we're called to be witnesses, right? And when we're not witnesses of babbling, as Joe was talking about, but, when we find ourselves getting into these conversations, evolution per se, well, that'll be probably a pretty big one you guys will have conversations about. Or, atheism, you're going to get in conversation with atheists for sure in the next few years. When we have these conversations, you're going to realize that you're going to start, because of our passion, we're young people, we have passion. We're going to start trying to convince other people, but you're going to realize that this isn't going to do anything. And we need to realize that arguing with these people aren't going to draw them nearer to the Lord. It's going to draw them further, if anything. It's going to harden their hearts toward the truth that we believe in, because we're just going to try to be forcing it down their throat, and they're going to be trying to force it down our throat. And it's just going to drive us away and harden us. We need to, as we're exhorted in Ephesians, speak the truth in love. We need to be loving. We need to be blunt. You know, we're not called to be a witness of these babblings or deep theological or you know, of anything, but we're called to be a witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul preached Christ crucified. That's it, right? And that's what we should be going for as well. When we're making known our faith, giving an account for the hope that is within us, it is that Jesus Christ died for my sins and I am saved by grace through faith. That's it.
We have a comment down here.
Can I?
I just wanted to ask how far we should go with an atheist argument, but you basically...
He basically answered it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to share that I actually had an experience like that once where I was, in my first year of university, I became friends with an atheist, and we had numerous conversations about the subject of creation and evolution. And I noticed after a good long time that the conversations were going nowhere. We would argue around the tree, basically. And I was given some good advice by a brother that told me that if you are in a situation where it seems like it is becoming godless chatter, if it is becoming something where they just want to debate, then we should ask them. Even, you know, we can ask the unbeliever, are you interested? Are you desiring to know more? Or are you not? If not, then you can tell them, I have a duty to be a witness, and therefore I feel it is unprofitable for me to continue speaking with you on this. And that is simply something we have to do then. So.
Another example. Chuck, go ahead.